Kyler Murray, can he be the number one fantasy football quarterback? I'm your host for today's show, Sky Guasco, sitting in for the boss, Bobby LaMarco. I got my man DT. We're talking about it right now on the Fantasy Football Show for Razzball Fantasy. What up, everybody? I'm your host, Sky Guasco. Back in the hot seat for my man, Bobby LaMarco. I'm so blessed that he gives me the opportunity to step in for him when he has some time off. So very excited to be back in the hot seat. Of course, I got my man DT with me again. Donkey Teeth, we'll bring him in just one second. We'll be talking about some ranking disputes and comparisons between DT and myself, not just the top 12. We've gone through the top 12. We're going to dig a little bit deeper because super flex leagues are having 2, 3, 4 quarterbacks sometimes on their roster. And let's face it, sometimes the top dogs go down. You need a replacement. You need that waiver wire. So we're going to talk about some lower end guys that don't get as much love. So we're very excited about that. Without any further ado, let's bring in DT. It's good to see you again, buddy. How are you feeling? Donkey Teeth, you can find him on Twitter at DonkeyTeeth87. Always a blessing to have you back on the show, my man. How are you feeling?
What's up, Sky? Thanks. Thanks for the great intro. I'm very excited to talk about fantasy football. We got the Razz Bowl underway this week. Today, I guess, is the fourth day officially. I'm also excited to talk to you about how our teams are going. Mostly my team. I really want to talk about my team.
Well, let's do that. Let's jump in really quick here. So again, we're going to jump into some ranking comparisons here for the quarterbacks in particular in just a few minutes. But DT, for anybody new to the program, the podcast, the YouTube channel, of course, everyone can find everything Razzball Fantasy at Razzball Fantasy, the podcast, the YouTube channel, Twitter. You can find us everything. We're also doing baseball, basketball, hockey. You can find everything on razzball.com. But for anybody new to the channel or the network, DT, give us a 30-second recap of what Razzball is, and then give us maybe a shout-out on your team and what's one of your favorite picks so far through the draft.
Yeah, Razzball. Quick recap. It's a best ball format with a little tweak. It's better ball, so you get a little bit of fab, very minimal in-season management. Anybody that's familiar with best ball, the computer sets your lineup. You don't have to worry about setting your lineup. That lasts for the first 10 weeks, then the playoffs hit, half of your league gets eliminated, and then you set your lineups. But you don't have to really do any pickups if you don't want, because there's only $10 to spend in your free agent acquisition budget. So, you know, it's a large overall competition. We got 75% of it. I think we got like 220-some players this year. And probably like 190 of those are industry analysts and stuff. And then we got some lucky fans that won their way in last year through the qualifier or won the raffle. Some of them, you know, you get a little benefit if you subscribe to Razzball Tools to get in. So yeah, actually, Sky, you know, I put a little thing in because I'm getting used to this StreamYard stuff here.
Nice.
There's my team. Look at that.
I love it. I love it.
I'm blocking us a little bit here, but. No problem. Yeah, we're only through 9 rounds here. So let me tell you, I set my thing on auto. I had the first pick. I lucked into the first pick, had a busy day. I set my thing on auto, and it never picked. I'm the first one in the draft. I time out. The creator of the Razzball times out with the first overall pick. Such a bad look. But fortunately, the people in my league saw that it said I was on auto. It just wasn't picking for me. So. Yeah. A little bit off the hook there, but yeah, I like, I think my favorite pick here is probably Mike Williams. I'm so high on Mike Williams this year, and I got him in the fourth round. Nice. I love my whole team. You know, I'm huge on Jonathan Taylor. We're going to talk about where I've got Mahomes, but, I snagged him as the third quarterback off the board. Spoiler alert. He's my number one QB, but I really like this team. Of course, it's still only the 9th round. So there's some time to go.
I love it. Three starting running backs there, Patrick Mahomes, who of course could end up at number one there. And some top wide receivers as well. We're through 15 rounds in our league. So we're cruising right along. I'm pretty stoked on my team as well there.
Yeah, there's probably some that are finishing up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, there's a handful too that we're cruising. And we had a couple auto draft situations, snafus in our league too. And I just think maybe it's the network. We'll see what happens. But you'll have to tune in for the recap of the Razz Bowl. Maybe DT and I can jump on here for a full league recap, give kind of a breakdown on how our teams worked out, some of the league settings. It's a lot of fun for the Razz Bowl. Very happy to be a part of it. But we are here to talk about some, QB comparisons. So let's jump right into that here, man. We're going to start right up at the top here. We're going to start with the golden ticket. You already mentioned him, Patrick Mahomes, right? ECR right now, number two behind Josh Allen. You've got him at number one. I have him at number four. So why don't you give us a discussion on, even without Tyreek Hill, how Patrick Mahomes can be number one once again.
Yeah, I think Patrick Mahomes is the most talented quarterback in the league. Nothing against Josh Allen. You know, he gets the job done. He can do it on the ground through the air. They're both amazing. So it's kind of goes back. I think you and I did the wide receiver show maybe. I can't remember. Maybe it was Bobby and I. But it's like my ranking of Ja'Marr Chase over Cooper Kupp. I'm with ranking Josh Allen number one. It's when I do my rankings, I guess a lot of hot takes come out. And I think they are to a certain extent intentional, because I filter my rankings through this lens of, at the end of every year, the final rankings are way different than everybody had at the start of the year. So I try to go against the grain to try to figure out how it's going to be different than what everyone is expecting and what the consensus is, because it's never the consensus, right? I think Mahomes has as good a chance as anybody as finishing number one. I don't think like he needed Tyreek Hill to be the best in the league. He's still got Travis Kelce. I think that he can turn Juju Smith-Schuster into a monster. I think Marquez Valdez-Scantling is very talented. I think Mecole Hardman can play that game-breaking role if he continues to develop. So I think all the pieces are there. It's still a really good offense. It's still Patrick Mahomes. So I'm taking my shot on him at number one.
Of course, and then two stud rookies as well, Sky Moore, that everybody's excited about, but also Justin Ross, who was a stud at Clemson, but he suffered a number of injuries, ended up being a UDFA. I'm really excited about him. He just got to stay healthy. And then let's not forget about CEH, right, who is a good pass catcher to bring in Ronald Jones too. So we'll see what happens to the Chiefs. I just think that the Tyreek Hill miss is going to be a little bit more of a factor in year one. So I have him underneath some of the bigger guns. Let's move down the list here. We'll talk about Lamar Jackson. I've got Lamar Jackson at number three, right ahead of Patrick Mahomes. You've got him at number seven. ECR's got him around number five, number six. So you're a little bit down on Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, and I don't want to say it's necessarily that I don't like Lamar Jackson. I do. It's more that I like these other guys more than him, and he has lost really his best weapon in Marquise Brown. I do like Rashad Bateman, and you know I love his ability to make things happen on the ground too, and I really do like mobile quarterbacks. So it's more a reflection of liking the other guys a little bit more than Lamar. You know, quarterback rankings are tough because there's so many good ones. Like I like all these guys. I would draft Lamar Jackson if he fell to the right spot and the six that I have ahead of him were gone and it made sense for my team. And, you know, the opportunity cost made sense. Like there wasn't a running back or wide receiver that I really wanted with that pick, kind of a thing. But yeah, I just like these guys slightly more, but it's not necessarily a full knock on Lamar.
Very deep position. Of course, you know, he is one of the few guys who could throw for 4,000 yards. We've already seen him run for 1,000 yards twice. He could have 30 passing touchdowns, 10 rushing touchdowns, 5,000 total yards and 40 touchdowns could bring him into number one, in my opinion. But we'll see what happens with Marquise Brown moving on. Rashad Bateman, we got to see proven. And, of course, that run game coming back. So we'll see what happens with Lamar Jackson, but I think there's going to be a bounce back coming. Let's talk about Tua Tagovailoa. You have him at number 12. ECR's got him a little bit lower, about 15, 16. I've got him at 19, 20. We just talked about Tyreek Hill, I think, being a factor leaving the Chiefs. But maybe, therefore, he will be a factor added to the Dolphins. Obviously, they also have, of course, Jalen Waddle, bring out Mike Gesicki, good run game. Dolphins should be quality. I just don't know that I trust Tua. You obviously do in your top 12.
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit over there, Sky. I heard most of what you said, though. I'm huge on. And, you know, I kind of went over this in the wide receiver segment of the ranking shows here. I love Jalen Waddle. And I think the addition of Tyreek Hill really helps him. I think it was you and I that were talking about this. I would take Jalen Waddle over Tyreek Hill this year. I'm that high on him. And I think Tua takes a huge leap forward. Like Mike Gesicki, just all of the pieces are there. This seems like one of those dream scenarios where things are aligning. Tua's coming into his prime here. He's got all the weapons around him. The offense is maturing. I think that the stars have aligned and we see a big, big year. And he's one of those guys that I wouldn't be surprised if he just goes off and ends up being that league winning quarterback pick this year that you can get later in your draft.
Wow. That bold. I like it. And obviously if the tools come around and those guys come in, that could be massive for Tua. Next guy on the list here, Geno Smith, Seattle Seahawks, played pretty well in 5 games without Russell Wilson last year. You've got him at 19. I have him close to 30, almost not even in my top 32, but I do have him ahead of Drew Lock. Geno Smith at number 19. Explain yourself.
Yes, sir, teacher. I knew I was going to have some explaining to do here. Geno Smith, yeah, I talked about it in my absurdly high ranking of DK Metcalf. He looked really good to me last year. And I think that I should frame this up by saying, you know, once you get to a certain spot in these rankings, and I don't know if it's my internet that's freezing up here or what's going on here, but I can't even pull them up. But I think it's, you got me? I think it's around 17 or 18 in the rankings where it just becomes one huge tier to me. Sure. And, you know, all the weapons are still there for Geno. He's got DK Metcalf. He's got that coaching staff that seems to get it done every year. You know, Pete Carroll, he's a winner. He'll get that team in shape. And I think the concern here, of course, is that Geno Smith doesn't even end up being the quarterback. That's the big risk here. So obviously I'm baking into my rankings that he is the quarterback. But here my rankings popped up. Yeah, I think it's right around this Geno Smith area. Probably 18, I've got Trevor Lawrence. 17, I've got Jameis Winston. I think that's right around the area where it just becomes one massive tier of, like, I'll take any of these guys and I'm not going to be very attached to them, of course, unless it's a two quarterback league or a super flex league. But yeah, he's DK Metcalf is like my favorite wide receiver. We know Tyler Lockett's very talented when he's on the field. So all the pieces are there for him to be a very solid QB2 in a two QB league or super flex league. I'm not expecting him to be a top 12 quarterback or anything like that, but maybe a streaming option.
I agree. The weapons are absolutely there. I love DK Metcalf as well. Obviously Tyler Lockett's been perennial. I don't know that I trust the Seahawks at this point. I think Russell Wilson kept that team together more than he gets credit for. Everybody respects Russell Wilson, but I think he did more in that system than he gets credit for. So we'll see what happens with Seattle.
Hey, this is Steve Gorman, radio host, sports commentator, former drummer for the Black Crowes. The winter holidays are here, a time for festive celebrations, family gatherings, and ringing in the new year. Whether it's a holiday party, a night out with friends, or just relaxing by the fire with a few drinks, it's a season full of good cheer. But here's something else to add to your holiday plans, a safe and sober ride home. Just like in sports and music, always have a game plan. And the most important part of any plan is sticking to it. If you plan to drink, take that plan a step further. Call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or have a designated driver lined up before the night begins. Drinking and driving is a decision that can change your life and the lives of others forever. A DUI, a crash, an injury, the consequences are real and lasting. So please, for your sake and for everyone else on the road, make the smart choice. Get a sober ride home. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
All right, let's move on to the next player here. It's going to be number 23 quarterback on your list, Mitch Trubisky. Trubisky getting the start for the Steelers in the first preseason game. That's a great, great start for Mitch, but a lot of people expect Kenny Pickett eventually to take over. You and I talked about this early in the summer, right after the draft. We talked to Kenny Pickett at length and then kind of threw a bone to Mitch Trubisky a little bit. You've got him at number 23. He does have rushing upside. He surprisingly was QB6 for the Bears back in the day, so he can get it done. But do you trust him in a new system here with a rookie on his tails?
I think saying I trust him would be an overstatement. But yeah, we did talk about this. I am higher than probably everybody on Mitch Trubisky in this offense. It's more a reflection of the again, like I said, with Pete Carroll and the Seahawks, that coaching staff, like, I think that that's a huge piece to the puzzle with quarterbacks. And again, we're ranking him here in this massive tier. So it's not like, I'm pretty wishy-washy in general. Like, I don't like to take, and that's probably maybe not the best quality for a fantasy analyst when you're, looking for somebody to give you like what to do. I'm very like, well, it could be this, it could be that, you know, like I try to see all viewpoints. So that makes me very quick to pivot, which is probably my biggest strength as a fantasy player and somebody that's giving advice. Like I don't get stuck in opinions when it becomes like very evident that I was wrong. I could be totally wrong on this. We'll see. Again, Mitch could not even be the quarterback, but he's got the offense. He's got the coaching staff. This is just there's a winning culture there in Pittsburgh. So they see something in him. I believe in that. I always liked Mitch. I think it was the Bears that kind of ruined him as a Bears fan. And you'll see my Justin Fields ranking. I am not excited about the Bears, and I think that they just ruin everything. But he's still got Deontay Johnson. I really like Chase Claypool. You may have seen I drafted him on my Razz Bowl team. Mm-hmm. And I love George Pickens. So, you know, what's not to like? And Najee Harris. I mean, he's got everything here. The only thing he doesn't have is a great offensive line. But, you know, hopefully it's a little bit better than last year. And I think he can easily be a very solid QB2 for people in two QB leagues or super flex leagues.
And, of course, a very impressive second-year tight end in Pat Freiermuth as well. And as you mentioned, a stud running back who led the NFL in running back targets, 94 targets for Najee Harris. So great dump down there. Let's go from an ex-Bear to a current Bear. You already mentioned you are a Bears fan. We see the sweetness behind you there with the Walter Payton jersey. You have Justin Fields at QB 28 right now. ECR has him at 17. If you go to our Razz Ball tool on razzball.com, which we highly recommend you use, the ADP tool is fabulous, very customizable per position. It's also with ECR at QB 17. DT, you're 11 spots lower. What's going on with Justin Fields?
Yeah, so it doesn't feel like I'm personally that much lower on Justin Fields. Like, I like him. I really do like Justin Fields. I think tons of potential there. I hope that I'm wrong. I hope that the Bears are better than I expect them to be this year. It could be just one of those, like, us Bears fans, we're just like totally warped at this point, and we expect our QBs to be horrible. I'm not going to set myself up for disappointment again. I've fallen for it too many times. But it's a really lack of options there when you're looking at a top three wide receiver core of Darnell Mooney, who, you know, I like Darnell Mooney. Then you got Equanimeous St. Brown and Byron Pringle as the two next best. It's like, it's just hard for me to buy into this being an offense that is going to produce any sort of fantasy viable asset really at all, other than maybe David Montgomery.
Yeah, it's fair. I looked to the Eagles last year with Jalen Hurts, similar situation. Not great weapons all around last year, but he had the rushing ability, threw a few touchdowns, you know, QB 9, 10, 11, 12, depending on settings. So I think that Justin Fields can overcome the obstacles potentially, but I am worried about that offensive line. The Eagles have a very good offensive line, so we'll see what happens there. DT, before we get out of here, we've mentioned, you know, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson. We talked about Tua Tagovailoa, Geno Smith, Justin Fields. There's obviously, you know, 27 other quarterback to talk about. Are there maybe one or two others, top dogs, middle of the pack, somebody you feel you're higher or lower, and in general somebody you want to just give a shout out to, must draft or maybe completely fade? Any other quarterbacks you want to talk about quickly before we get out of here?
You know, I really like Trevor Lawrence, but I'm having a hard time getting on board with, like, he's gonna have to carry that team. I think Stafford and Russell Wilson are both guys I could see drafting on my team. I think Russell Wilson's going to come into Denver with that kind of chip on his shoulder, prove it mentality. And you never want to bet totally against a player like Russell Wilson in that kind of scenario. And then Stafford, I mean, coming off the Super Bowl, he's got now he lost Robert Woods, but he added Allen Robinson. I mean, him and Cooper Kupp are just clicking on all cylinders. There's really not a whole lot of quarterbacks that I like wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole, to be honest. Yeah. Like, I could see streaming a lot of these back end guys, and I wouldn't even be shocked if somebody that I've got ranked down there in like the mid to low 20s ends up being a QB1 this year. Like I got Jared Goff all the way down at 30. Like, he could be a viable back end QB1 potentially if everything breaks right for him. Baker Mayfield, we talked about Marcus Mariota. I mean, there's upside with all of these guys, and we really don't know a whole lot about what these offenses are going to look like come week one even. So I think that I try to stay pretty fluid on the quarterback position. I want to get Mahomes or Kyler Murray. I love Kyler Murray. I really like Joe Burrow. I really like Jalen Hurts. I really like Russell Wilson. So I do kind of want to get one of those guys, but it's more of a, like, I don't want to reach. We'll see what falls into my lap, and we'll see how my team kind of develops and go from there. That makes sense?
Absolutely. And at the top, you know, I had asked the question kind of, can Kyler Murray be the number one quarterback? Can he? Yes. He has the rare rushing upside. He's a great deep ball thrower, but DeAndre Hopkins out for 6 weeks. Zach Ertz, a viable option, but 32 years old now. Can Marquise Brown come in and be that dominant number one for a while? Can James Conner stay healthy? A lot of questions, I think, for the Cardinals. So you have him at number three. I've got him a little bit lower at number six, just because I think the doubt's there, but you're still pretty confident in Kyler Murray long-term over the whole season. One player on the list, we've talked about everybody that you and I kind of disagree on. Let's talk about one player that we're both fading-ish, according to Rasball ADP, but we agree on. And that's Aaron Rodgers. You've got him at 14. I have him at 15. The Rasball drafters, the ADP on Rasball.com has him at 11. So we're not crazy fading him, but we are behind him. Your take on Aaron Rodgers, obviously losing potentially a Hall of Famer in Devontae Adams. Is it more than that, though, for you?
Not really. No, it's, I mean, I guess more than that in the sense that, yeah, he's got a skeleton crew of receivers there in Green Bay now. I think that losing Devontae Adams is massive. And there wouldn't be a surprise if he did Aaron Rodgers stuff and turned these guys into monsters, but I'm not going to bet on it.
Yeah, I agree. And then he's kind of, Alan Lazard, and then relying on two rookies. Christian Watson's hurt right now. Romeo Doubs has looked great, but again, a rookie. So we'll see what happens with Aaron Rodgers. All right, y'all, that is a quick QB comparison. We'll be back with more episodes. The boss, Bobby LaMarco, will be back. He just stepped aside today. So I'm your host, Sky Guasco, today. You can find me on Twitter at Sky Guasco, SKYGUASCO. You can find Donkey Teeth on Twitter as well, Donkey Teeth 87. For the podcasters out there, we appreciate you listening. Make sure you turn into the YouTube channel as well. Give us a like, subscribe, and a follow. Leave your comments below on some of the quarterbacks you might be higher or lower than DT and IR in the comment section. And if you're a YouTuber, make sure you check out the podcast. So when you're on the go, you can catch up on episodes as well. That's the Rasball Fantasy Football Podcast. And of course, everything social media at Rasball Fantasy. So to wrap up the Raz Bowl here very shortly, this is a fun draft. I'm in round 15. You're a little behind me, man, but we are crushing, and I'm really excited to be a part of it. So for everybody here at Raz Bowl, we're very excited to be with you once again. And for my man, DT, I'm your host, Sky Guasco. We'll catch you next time.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.